Episode 334, December 4th, 2017.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Well, that's the last time I'm ever going to bet on Gramps knowing something. So we finished last week's episode with the great debate. Would Gramps recognize the song All I Want for Christmas by You? All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Yes, Is You by Mariah Carey. It's played, I don't know, in your local radio market 50 times a day.
It is played more than any other Christmas song by a very large margin.
Right. And it's in, there'll be some ad for JCPenney or Sears or something, what it'll be in every year. It's in various movies. There's been the Mariah Carey Christmas special. It's covered, but Gramps, it's in our murder mystery that he's seen, but you played it for him, Joe, and he says, nope, never heard it.
But he was also aggressive about it. Like he's like, no, I've never heard. Like he also started getting a little frustrated because we're like, I think he doesn't remember a lot of things now, right? So I think it frustrates him for us to say, no, you know it, and then he's like, no, I don't know, you know. So he was adamant about not knowing. By the way, I'm on the phone again. We should probably explain that. But I can't be critical of the internet where I'm staying, or Mac Bergson will then be upset with me. So. This is my lot in life right now. I broadcast from a cell phone in my parents' basement until the 26th of December when
Hello.
I move into my
new
house.
My name is Rob Robinson, but you all know me as Gramps.
That's right.
So what episode are we on, Robbie? What number, roughly?
334.
So here we are, episode 334, and our audio has never been worse. All right. Good job, yeah. Rob and Joshua.
Yeah, it is weird because you think, because we've been broadcasting over Skype for how long is it, 7 years now? Six years? How long have we been doing this?
Yeah, we're going on seven.
Okay, so we're going on our seventh year. Do you think Skype would have improved by now?
Yeah, Skype has definitely gotten better.
It's definitely the internet connection. But again, I mean, it's not, they pay their bill. I mean, it is what it is. They're kind of back in the sticks. That's got to have a little bit to do with it. I don't figure now in today's day and age, you figure that it wouldn't, but yeah, I mean, anyway, the 26th. So how many more shows is that? That's still the 11th, the 18th. Do I have that right? Oh, that's right. And there's no show on Christmas. So two more telephone shows to come.
Or, well, maybe you'll come to my house. Maybe we'll figure something out. We will plow through. But again, we have, we are putting all this Patreon money towards a shiny new studio in Joe's new home. So all these audio issues, knock on wood, will be alleviated.
Joe, we need you to go to Vermont and go to Marcus's house.
Can you do that?
No, I would actually do it. I was thinking, seriously, because the studio is one thing, but it needs to be set up, and it needs to be set up by somebody with, you know, some acumen for this. And I was seriously thinking about what's a plane ticket cost. You know, I'll put a Marcus up in my new home and fly him down to have him set it up. But, you know, I mean, what's who's going to set up? Rob and I? Are we going to start plugging shit in? That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's great if Marcus finally gives me this list, which he's never given me. But even when we have it, what are we going to do with it? Just start hoping? YouTube videos? I mean, we're not set up this. We're not built this way.
I think it's going to be user friendly, right, Marcus?
It should be relatively easy to set up. The only thing is, you're right, you don't know squat. So I will come down and assist you in some form or fashion. We'll figure out how that's going to work because, I mean, if Katie's around me, she may not be able to control herself. So
those are two separate issues. Two separate issues.
So we will make it work, and we will come out of it like a shiny new penny with great sound and a studio that you guys are going to enjoy to be in.
All right.
And we will, Robbie and I are going to connect later on this week. I have some feedback on some pieces. I want to talk to Robbie a little bit about it, and then we will get to you. We will talk to you, Joe, about it, and we will get things settled between you and Rob and get this all figured out. Because
so,
well, there's no decision to be made on my end because you're going to tell me what we need. The only decision is going to be, can we afford it? That's basically all we need to do.
So poor Katie's going to finally get out of Gramps' house, get in her own new shiny home, and then Marcus Sirtis knocking on the door to spend the night, to spend the weekend. If you had to guess, Joe, the confidence level of our listeners, 10 being that our audio issues will be forever gone and it will sound impeccable, that being a 10, and then 1 being it's going to be business as usual. Where do you think they lie?
I mean, our listeners are optimists. Yeah, how could it be business as usual? It's going to be, I mean, we have the brightest minds on it, Marcus and Robbie.
I think they believe that we will find a way to screw it up. We will find a way to screw it up.
No, I don't believe that. I don't think
believe we will, but I believe that's what most people think.
Really?
Rob, Eric is gone. Everything is positive now.
They might screw with us, but I believe that. I mean, they know we have a facility. We have the resources. We have the funds. Yeah, I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be a 9 or a 10.
Okay, well, the Redskins have all those things, but, you know, they haven't been good for forever. So.
They've had injuries. Are we going to have those? Is that what this internet is?
We might have injuries. Welcome to the show. Two Gramps stories. How should I delve these out? Do you want to wait? Do you want to get right to them? Do you want to separate them?
Split them up. Why don't you tell me one now, and then, you know, depending on how that's received, maybe we'll go to a second.
Well, I'll give them to you in the order that he sent them to me. He's now like just, you know, he's just racking his brain. He's probably going to see some hypnotist to put him under to get his memory. If he can remember every single thing that's ever happened in his life. So here he is.
Well, he's good. Let me interrupt. He's good at remembering stuff that happened 40 years ago. He's not good at something that happened 40 minutes ago. That's why he doesn't know All I Want for Christmas, but he knows the name of his second grade teacher.
A young woman whose policy had lapsed called and asked me if she could reinstate. I explained the process, and she said she would have to pay in two payments. We made arrangements for the first payment, and when I went, she paid me $100. In just a few days, she called and asked for the money back. I told her to have the receipt ready to return to me, and as soon as I collected $100 from other clients, I would bring it to her. In a while, I got a text, "Are you coming before he gets home?" She was referring to her live-in boyfriend, and I assumed she didn't want him to know that she got the money back. I can read the text, so I didn't open it. I responded that I would be there as soon as I got the money. When I got there, they were both outside. She climbed in, gave me the receipt, and I gave her the money. She said, "I wanted you to come before he got home." I apologized and left. A few days later, I was deleting texts, which you have to open to do. When I got to hers and opened it, it said loading, and there was a picture of her butt. clearly she had something in mind other than what I thought.
How is this always happening? I can't even. This is crazy.
Yeah. Do you know how many women that I don't know or just met or know on this level have sent me naked pictures?
Yeah, zero, right? Everybody's at zero.
But he has hundreds, apparently.
Yeah. The most famous people we know, they're at zero. People just sending that unsolicited. What is it about my father? You know, he probably has to own a little bit of it, right? He's probably sending a message that, you know, because he does a lot of babies and sweethearts. That's what he says when he picks up the phone. And now that's not hardly how people speak unless they have some sort of, you know, they have interest in you affectionately, right? Is that it? It's got to be it.
Well, what would happen if he'd went over there? He'd open the text, saw the butt picture, then goes over there. Then the boyfriend comes home and interrupts them. Well, let's play that movie to the end. How does that... He can't think that his woman wants Gramps, but yet she's sitting there naked and Gramps is there trying to get $100 from her. There's money being exchanged. It looks really bad. He's handing her $100 and she's naked. It's not going to look good.
I wonder.
Important
if,
detail.
Yeah,
and Joe's seen the picture.
Yeah, we also know based on the story last week that Gramps will still try to sell you insurance if you're naked. He doesn't care.
He is singularly
focused, right, to try to get you that. He's
always
trying to get signed on the line that's dotted, right?
What were you asking, Robbie?
I said there's an important detail missing. Joe has actually seen the picture. He can fill us in.
I don't remember that picture. He showed me a lot. I've seen some disgusting things. You know what I mean? It's not like
it's all a blur.
Yeah. The other thing is my father won't get a smartphone.
Yeah.
So every picture that he has is on this grainy flip phone, which is also hilarious. He's being sent these, you know, these booty pics. Is that what you call them? What do you call them?
Yeah,
whatever.
Sure.
Right. And I see it in like, you know, 1020p or whatever horrible resolution it is.
One megapixel.
Of all people, he needs a smartphone because he's the one getting all these pics. I mean, I'm not getting these pics. I don't need a smartphone. Maybe you should get it, put that on his Christmas list.
Of learning anything new is kind of daunting. But honestly, all he would really need to work is the text and the camera, right? And then the phone itself. I think that would be easy. Unlock, he'd need text, camera, phone.
Simple. Now, I say we wait for the next story till later in the show in case we need to save the show from the train wreck that could be when we call Chris Restivo.
Yeah, that didn't go too well the last time.
Oh, great, the last time.
If we think it's going horribly, we have a code word, you know, whatever, and it aborts it. We hang up, and then you immediately start telling the Gramps story. Hey, I saw the Disaster Artist this weekend, and by the time this comes
speaking out, speaking of Restivo,
so I'm just going to say that this movie is incredible. That's all I'm going to say. What you need to do before you see it, if you've never seen the movie The Room, which a lot of people seem, but if you haven't seen it, just go on YouTube and Google The Best of The Room. It's 7 minutes long. Just watch some outtakes from this movie and then watch this movie, The Disaster Artist. But what I'm going to tell you is, have you heard of this movie? It's called Call Me By Your Name.
No.
And what about either of you guys?
No.
Marcus, no. So I just saw it has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay. And it's about these two guys. I don't know where it's set I think it's only set in like the 80s or 90s. But I'm not sure what area it's at. And the actor Armie Hammer plays a guy who falls in love with a 17-year-old boy, and they're making out. That's what's happening in the trailer.
Okay.
Now, I'm secure enough with myself to, if two men are kissing, okay, that's fine. But, you know, I'm looking at it, and it's so close to pedophilia, at least the trailer. I don't understand it yet, but they didn't do a good job explaining it to me. And it looks like exactly what everybody's having a problem with nowadays, and that's somebody having power over another person. Maybe in this case, it's age over, you know, youth or whatever. And this movie's about these two people falling in love, a boy and a man. And people are championing this movie as this next great. Again, I haven't seen it, so, but this is how it represents itself in the trailer, and I was extremely uncomfortable. Also, the title "Call Me by Your Name," isn't that weird?
Is it based? Is it a true story?
I think it is.
So it's probably somewhere where the age of consent was, you know, was 16 or something. So it's probably not illegal.
16, and the age of consent is 16 in Maryland. It's not creepy to start sleeping with a 16-year-old. You know, laws are one thing, but, you know, you still get to be, you know, skeeved out by the idea that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, it is creepy, but I think if you end up marrying that person, it becomes less creepy to me. Does that make sense?
No, it does. It does. That's a great part of the show, the movie. What was that with Matthew McConaughey and Sandra Bullock? Where the star witness was accused of being a statutory rapist, but it ended up it was his wife, and he may end up marrying her or whatever. But, right. Yes, you're right. There is there.
Well,
is
that's the Woody Allen there. Situation.
Yeah, but I'm skeeved out by that, too.
No, it still is weird, because you didn't know that when you... I think when you first started... I guess the idea is that you were just... Look, it was meant to be, and who can argue with that? But it does seem... It does seem creepy. Now, were you just comparing like the top Rotten Tomatoes scores of all time to see how the Disaster Artist rank? Is that how you came about this?
No, I had heard of it. Of course, my kids are, they turned me onto that movie, The Room. And I assume everybody's familiar with that, but I'll just say it's supposed to be the best, worst movie of all time. A guy who had, you know, unlimited resources, basically. And they talk about that in the movie. Nobody knows how that happened. He wanted to be an actor, and nobody would hire him, so he had to direct, produce, act in his own movie in order to even be in a movie. And, of course, he's basically retarded. So he makes this movie, and it's atrociously bad. The big thing is how unself-aware he is. But James Franco plays this guy. Tommy Wiseau is his name. And he plays this guy and he nails it. Robbie, have you seen any of the, you know, any of the media publicity for this? Right.
I'm familiar with The Room, and I'm familiar, not to be confused with Room.
I got confused with that. You say, Robbie, because Tommy and Joe were texting back and forth. I was on that text and I was like, I thought that movie got nominated for like Best Picture or something. So I was for like days, I was confused.
Yeah.
There's some pretty great, I mean, it is a great story, and it's also kind of uplifting. It's really not a story about a shitty movie more than it is about this friendship. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You'll see it, and you'll decide how you feel about it. But I just lost my –
go ahead.
He paid to keep this movie in a theater for 2 weeks so it could be Oscar eligible. He paid to keep it there so it could be eligible for the Academy Award. It's a great story. So check
guy
it out.
Sounds like a lot of comedians I know, and I put comedians in quotes, that are shooting DVD specials 2 months in,
yes,
and selling CDs and DVDs, and have a website before they have 5 minutes and all these things. You know what I want you to do, Joe?
Yeah.
Because you and J.L. Covan see more movies than anybody I know, and J.L. reviews them online on his YouTube channel, and he gives like a top 10 usually at the end of the year. I think you should also come up with your top 10 and we can compare.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll bet you I see 40 movies a year.
Yeah, and I probably haven't seen 40 in a decade.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do. I love going. They have this new thing. Do you guys know about this where you pay like $10 and you can just go to the movies whenever you want? $10 a month?
No, I didn't know that.
Hey, Robbie, have you heard of this?
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's a real thing. Now, not every theater is participating, but a lot are. And it's all like Movie Pass. I'm serious. I mean, of course, our whole audience is going to know what I'm talking about. And I'm speaking vaguely about it. So, but yeah, there's I believe it is called Movie Pass. And what you do is you pay, you know, a fee every single month, and then you get to go to the movies as often as you want during that month.
I guarantee you, it's
an algorithm where they figured out, you know, what still puts us in the positive. You know, some people pay every month and never go again.
But aren't there going to be exceptions? Aren't there going to be exceptions to movies you can't see, like Star Wars, the first weekend it comes out, things like that?
Don't know. Don't know the answer to that.
There has to be. Now, Marcus, you have opening night Star Wars tickets?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go.
Okay, so... Yeah, that's a good question.
No, but I will wear my retro Star Wars t-shirt.
Are you going with friends, your wife, or by yourself?
My wife and I, and I believe I guarantee I'll end up seeing people that I know there, but no, it's just my wife and I.
You will? Yeah. People will be there that are in, like, the community?
Yeah, absolutely. A bunch of will guys that I know up? Who are in the 501st and other people who are in the local community who I know who are geeks as well. So yeah, we'll all be there.
What's the 501st, Marcus?
501st is a nonprofit. You've seen them around at events. They're usually in stormtrooper outfits or some other you know, costume from the movie, and they raise money for nonprofits around the world. It's a huge organization.
No, I haven't seen them. I'm going to be like Gramps. I have not heard the Mariah Carey song. I have not seen the 501st people walking about.
I think it's a lot easier to not know who they are than not have heard All I Want for Christmas This Year.
Now, are there any early reviews? Is there buzz? I mean, there's buzz, but I mean, is there any feedback already on the movie?
I am avoiding reading any of the pre-previews online, but I mean, just from what I see in the clips, it looks like it's going to be a very interesting movie. It's going to be a different take. It's going to depart from the light side, dark side kind of mantra that it's been going on for the last, you know, seven movies. So it's going to be, this is going to be a dark movie, and it's going to be very interesting. But
well, that I like. I liked Rogue One a lot. I did not particularly care for the one 2 years ago, the first.
I feel the exact same way that Rob does. I thought that chronologically, it's probably 7, right?
Yes. But
that movie, it was just, they just did Star Wars again, but then they made it politically correct. So it was just Star Wars, but they made sure they had a girl as the lead and a black stormtrooper. So everybody, you know what I mean? It was just the right way to do the same movie that was the original smash hit in 1977.
It was the right transition to get into a new storyline. And this is, of course, now where the twists will really happen and you'll really start to see the new vision of Star Wars moving forward.
I will see it eventually, probably be years from now. But Joe, you'll see it in the theater, correct?
Yeah, I probably won't see it. If it's too crowded like week one, I'll probably wait. But I'll definitely see it week two.
Robbie, will you see it in the theater?
I don't know.
Will Mike Chamberlain
wrong
ever
with you
see
people?
It?
You know what the thing is? Mike Chamberlain will never see it. But the thing is that I'll also see if it's supposed to be good. There's movies that I'm excited about, but as soon as I hear they suck, I don't go. Like, I would love to have seen Batman versus Superman, but as soon as I heard it was awful, I don't go to it. You know why? Because every single time, Dinner for Schmucks is the poster child. Because it got a 59%. I couldn't wait to see it. It looked like a great cast, a hilarious premise. Galifianakis, Carell, Paul Rudd, people that I love are in it. I'm like, I got to go see this thing. See, it has a 59% on Rotten Tomatoes. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, all right, maybe they're wrong. But they're always right. They're always right.
All right, I'm hanging up on all you guys, and the rest of the show is just me and Tommy Simbazo. Forget it.
Oh, Lord.
Well, no,
help
us. But seriously, Marcus. Not you, because you love Star Wars, but I like Star Wars. If I hear it's a bad movie, you have to see it because it's part of your livelihood. I mean, it's different, but I'm not going to a bad movie that everyone's saying is bad.
There was a time when I saw more than 150 movies in a year.
Jeez.
But now it's all about TV, because creatively speaking, the more interesting new stuff is happening in television, not in films. Films is mostly, there's a few independents which are exceptions, but mostly it's just the same old tired shit as we've seen before.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I mean, I do watch a lot of TV. Just finished The Punisher, enjoyed it very much.
And Top Chef is returning, and also The Bachelor.
Yes.
The Bachelor
yes,
is
I,
coming soon.
I felt
you're right.
I was so excited when because they had a little preview of Top Chef, a little teaser that came on our DVR. And then when I saw it, the new one is now coming out this week, but a week later, Me and Tawana, you would have thought that we just won the lottery. We were that excited.
What city are they in?
You guys screamed? Did you scream?
I did scream. I did. Yes, I screamed like I used to scream when, like, John Riggins would run for a touchdown. That's where I'm at in my life. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We might even delve down Mr. Chris Restivo. Sorry. Robin Josh, I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show, and I'm here to tell you about the most hysterical, amazing, and festive f***ing show I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. It's called A Merry Murder Mystery, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the guys who brought you The Newly Dead Game and Sing for Your Life. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. There's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, December 19th at the DC Improv. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more information, please visit dielaughingproductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, a friend of the show, former comedian and clothing designer, Chris Restivo.
Stockbroker, clothing designer.
Yes, right. Raw stress for last employee. he posted on Facebook that he has Who Wants a Shirt. He's got a big sale, big Cyber Monday, I don't know, Christmas sale for his five-plated clothing line.
Did you share that on our page, Rob?
No, but I will once the show airs. I'll do it tonight. But anyway, he says I have sizes medium to 2X, $23. Got a new line out. So he posts some pictures. I, of course, say
but
that
the
yes.
Pictures, but before you go, the pictures aren't of T-shirts, right? Don't they look like a random clip art? Robbie, you saw them.
Yes, it's basically clip art thrown together.
Because yeah, I don't believe he's printed these onto the shirts yet.
And the stuff that's not clip art, and the stuff that's not clip art is unrecognizable. It's nothing. I don't know what it is.
Well, right, I saw some of those blobs. I didn't know what they were. Yeah. The only thing that could actually be a T-shirt that I saw is if you look, and I'll describe it because Rob will post it. There's a picture of the globe. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's some sort of, you know, preservation, that whatever it is, some green thoughts or whatever. But on the globe are there four animals. Now, Robbie have seen it. Marcus, have you seen this?
No.
Okay. You want to guess? There's four animals. There's four animals that you're seeing. What are they?
A wolf, an elephant, a zebra, and a hedgehog.
Okay, so this is what you got. You got none of those. You have a lion and a giraffe, okay? But also you have a deer, a regular deer, like you see running across the road, you know, overpopulated, you know, you're smashing your cars into, and geese. Those are the four animals that are on. It's just so random. Now, did Chris create this? Did he just find that somewhere and say, this is what I'm going to use? Did he draw that, the globe, with those four animals?
Well, the picture says animals.jpg because it's on his computer. He's taking a screenshot. And then it says five-plated, the original armadillo. Five-plated is the name of his clothing line. So,
well, that's what's most important is there's no armadillo on there.
That's true.
It's the only animal that really has anything to do with his clothing line, and And the animals are so random, you could use anything. You know, there are two animals that are found in Maryland, and the other two are on the Serengeti. You understand? And he didn't use an armadillo. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, he's got one called the Charm City Series, 86. And it says, since 1986, clothing for a new generation. And then it has this little, like, a seal or whatever, and it has the term... the phrase never estimated on it, which I've never heard that term. Not underestimated, so estimated.
I saw never estimate. And of course, in fairness, Justin Schlegel is the first one to say, what does never estimated mean? And it has to be never underestimated, or maybe he just hates to estimate. If you say, hey, how much do you think your company's worth? He'd be like, I'd never estimate. I can give you an exact figure, $0 and 0 cents. but I will not estimate. Not on my watch.
So we got to ask him that, too. Now, he also, he keeps saying established 1986. Is that the year he was born? Because his clothing line does not go back to 1986.
It doesn't even go back to 806 today. it's he has he ever sold one shirt? It's established when... Well, by the way, did he come out of his mother's vagina designing these shirts?
Oh, well, the quality would say yes.
When he was born, yes, it can't possibly be.
Now, he has another one. It's called Stringy Mountains JPEG on his computer. It says, moving mountains, pushing bounds. And then it has...
pushing bounds? I mean, that doesn't work. Obviously, pushing boundaries makes more sense. But what's funny is, Katie, and I gotta give Katie credit, she doesn't drive. He's not pushing. He's not overachieving at all. He doesn't even have a driver's license. He doesn't have a job. He's not overachieving.
It has five written in this gold font and then plated. And then he has, it appears to be the Eiffel Tower, a Ferris wheel, and the Statue of Liberty.
And that's
then,
my favorite.
Yeah, the Ferris wheel is that. That's that from London, whatever. What's that called?
Okay.
The big Ferris wheel. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's my favorite
when
design.
When he says, is it really your favorite design, Robbie?
Yes, because it looks like, like a six-year-old's art project.
No, is that, so it's the worst. You're saying it's the worst.
It's my favorite because it's so awful.
No, the worst one is when he just put those blobs on the right-hand side of that one thing going down to never estimated.
Yes.
And you don't even know what they are. They're not identifiable. By the way, I'm not looking at it now. What's in that seal that where it says never estimated? There's something inside of the seal. What is that?
I don't know. You don't have your computer? I just emailed it to you. Yeah,
it's on my phone, so I have to, and I'm on it.
Oh,
so.
It's also on your computer. If you.
All right. Well, I'm not over there. I figured I was afraid of feedback.
Robbing the seal is a cactus, Joe.
Is that? Oh, it's
that's
a cactus.
Like a cactus.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
So it's a seal. And even if it was that, you'd think, oh, this is some old English. No, it's a cactus, which, okay, maybe a reference, something you wouldn't normally see in a seal, and then never estimated underneath. I mean, nothing has anything to do with one another. Never estimate the amount of stickers on this cactus. Anyway.
Can we call him, Robbie, and let's ask him some questions?
Well, before we do, let's figure out what we want to ask him. I want to ask him about never estimated. I want to ask him what when he says pushing boundaries or bounds, what is he doing?
Yeah.
What boundaries? Well, how's he doing?
I want to first ask him, what is his brand about? Like, we all know Wrangler. It's the blue collar jean. You see an ad for Wrangler. It's a guy. He's in his truck. He's fishing or something. If we had a print ad for Five Plated, what would they be doing in it? What is his brand identity?
That's a good question.
There's three blobs.
Can we ask him how many employees he has?
Yes, we can ask him. Yes. Does he? And then I want to ask him about Bitcoin because I want to have him describe what Bitcoin is because he's our resident stock expert. Let's just call him.
All right.
I hope he's not too busy tonight.
The Vikings aren't playing, right?
Well, they're playing really well, though. I mean, they're 10-2.
Yeah.
This guy's
the
greatest thing that's ever happened to
him.
Oh, of course. Yeah, on a big victory yesterday with those Atlanta Falcons. Hey, Chris, Robin Joshua. How you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up, man?
Just want to say congrats on your Vikings, man. They are
dude,
just
they look like a Super Bowl contender, man. That's awesome.
I know. They had Freeman only to 24 yards yesterday.
Yeah. You think Case Keenum is good enough to win a Super Bowl?
I'm shocked, but I think he can do it.
Well, good for you, man.
I'm not just being optimistic.
No, I agree with you.
You're right. It's reasonable to think that they have an opportunity to. I mean, they got to get through Philadelphia, in my opinion. But Philadelphia obviously won't. They just lost last week.
Yeah, they lost. I'm not worried about Philly.
Nah, me neither. So we're looking at your clothing line. You posted some pictures today. Five plated clothing.
Yep.
We're curious. Like, first of all, before we get into some of these designs, we're curious about, what is your brand identity? Like, Wrangler makes jeans. We all know it's blue collar. It's a guy fishing in a commercial. He's in a pickup truck. You might see a higher end jean company. A guy's wearing a sport coat with jeans. you know, Levi's. Yeah. It's traditional American classic.
Right. What is the crew? You know what you're getting. Preppy. Right. People that are a little more high, upper echelon.
What's the five-plated clothing brand?
Identity? Random clip art.
It's Robin. Sort of in the category of like Stussy, LRG, you know, Echo, those type brands. It's more streetwear.
So if you were to have
a lot of it's based off graffiti and different art.
So if you had an ad in a magazine, it would be some graffiti artist wearing your shirts?
It'd be like Skechers, right? You get on a skateboard.
Probably. Hold on. My girlfriend's on the other line. Can you call me back in like 5 minutes?
No, I think we got to take precedent here. Just she'll call you back.
I got to go. Yeah.
Okay.
That went right.
Oh, my God. His girlfriend.
Should we try to call him back?
Well, let's wait. Yeah. Let's give him.
Interrupt this with his girlfriend.
Ask him if we can do a three-way call.
Yeah. Tell her to give us her number. We'll call her on the show.
Oh, my God. Yeah, now that would be great. That I'd want to do.
He didn't answer.
Okay. He has a girlfriend. I mean, the Vikings are the best team in the league. He's got a clothing line. He's got a girlfriend. He's blossoming.
He's destroying you, Rob. Your life is shit compared to
this is the year of the Restiva. What do you think he's doing better in all aspects? Is his business better than Die Laughing Productions right now?
Maybe we're giving him a chance to promote his product.
I know.
Come on.
We're a national radio show. We're international.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you somebody buys a five-plated clothing shirt based on this.
Amy
somebody
Michelle Berger will.
Yeah, people are looking right now for Christmas gifts, and this is exactly.
You have reached the voicemail box of
Chris. Leave a voicemail?
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Chris, we're trying to do an ad for your shirts so you can sell some T-shirts over the holiday season here. And if we don't do it tonight, we're running out of episodes before Christmas, so.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick, but, you know, we have thousands of listeners. This is his girlfriend. He can't click over and say, hey, I have an opportunity to sell some of my shirts. Can you give me 5 minutes? Can you do that?
Yeah.
I'm sure she'd be okay with it, right? Or is it or so fragile that he's got to click over?
I don't know. Do a conference call. We could do a three-way. We can just, you know, she can join in. We'd like to get her perspective. Want to know if she's going to be wearing your T-shirts this holiday season.
Give us her number, Chris.
All right, we'll call you back in about 2 minutes. Thanks.
Is she only allowed one call a day?
Oh, I see what she did there. Collect call. So, speaking of Christmas gifts, never estimated. Last year we did our gift exchange, and everyone got each other good gifts except for me. I gave you a Dan Ninen book, and
I still have it by the way.
Right, thanks. Are we doing that again this year?
I mean, I'm game.
Okay. Well, you're the busiest one. Robbie's the second busiest. Mark is the third busiest, probably. You're moving into the house, so you got a lot of things going on. So do you want to do that?
Again, I'm willing to do it if these guys are willing to do it as well.
All right. Are we involving the women again? Or are we doing
my girlfriend won't participate.
Right.
Why?
She didn't get her gift last year. She was not happy about it.
She got a gift?
No, she did not get her gift last year, Rob. You guys didn't come to the house on Christmas like you were supposed to, and she never got her gift.
Wow. It's a real controversy. Okay.
What was the gift?
It was a stuffed animal thing.
Yes, it was some sort of stuffed animal thing. Rob told me about it, but we never received the gift.
Well, okay. I have no defense if that's, I mean, clearly.
Well, obviously clearly that was a wrong. Mistake. Yeah, I mean, it seemed to take it extremely personally, but obviously that was not done on purpose. Who buys a gift and then says, fuck you, I'm not going to give it to you?
Yeah, who does that kind of thing?
Are you sure we didn't give it to Joe? I feel like I want to pawn this off on Joe somehow. I feel like I would have said, here's the gift, you're going to be at Christmas.
I can see Joe getting the gift and not passing it on. I don't, but if that happened, I'm not completely unaware.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a story real quick. I'm not saying that you gave me the gift, but I'm going to tell a story.
Okay.
Full disclosure. My ex-wife, not last Christmas, but the Christmas before. gave me gifts for my nieces, my sister Lori's daughters, and said, will you give these to them? And not only did I forget through this next Christmas, I literally just threw away two gifts out of my car last week.
Oh, my God.
Two books. Now, by the way, this is what makes it even worse. After about a year, one of the gifts was a jar, like a bottle, filled with green, white, and red M&Ms. And about a year ago, I ate those M&Ms.
Well, now I feel like not only is it likely or possible that Joe had the gift and didn't give it, it's now the likely scenario here.
But normally, if you said that, I'd be like, well, wait a minute. That doesn't sound familiar. You know, I mean, that sounds familiar. If I got it, I'm like, oh, that sounds familiar. And it doesn't. It doesn't. By the way, a stuffed animal is a shitty gift. Anyway, but whatever.
Well, it was cute. Look, it's, you know how hard it is.
You're an adult. You're getting her a toy. By the way, you didn't even get her a toy.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1.
Hang up. It's time to call Chris back.
Yeah. We got to let him hear the message first, but that's too long. So.
Anyway, yeah, Robbie, let's say it's me. Let's say it's me. And Katie was supposed to get that. I literally would go on to Rob and say, hey, you know, Katie never got that gift. I wouldn't let her build up anger and bitterness over the course of an entire year. I wouldn't do that.
I didn't say she was angry or bitter about it.
You seemed angry when you explained that you didn't get a gift. You sounded angry.
I'm shocked that he doesn't know this.
Well, no, I tend to... No, I'm going to agree with Robbie on this one, Joe. I think he would have done what I would have done. I would have just ignored it.
I mean, you know.
Wouldn't you be more surprised? You said you're surprised he didn't know this. Wouldn't you be more surprised if Rob knew it and was just like, fuck her. I'm like, you know what I mean? Wouldn't it be more surprising if he knew?
Yeah,
he knew and he just was like, I'm not. I refuse to give her this stuffed animal.
I think that he would say, oh, and we owe you a gift from last year, you know.
Well, no, I had no idea at this point.
There's no way he would not give it. Everybody gets a gift in the gift exchange except her, and he's like, I'll give it to you next year. No, yeah, that doesn't seem very likely.
We made sure to get you guys your gifts.
Hey, I made sure whoever I had gifts for, they got them too.
By the way, Robbie, this is the one opportunity where I think Robbie can be a super dick, and I'll be like, you know what, you're kind of right, so... I can't, because I can't remember how this went down. So I can't really defend it because it's just a blur to me. I remember the gift. I remember having it in our possession. And now that's the last thing I remember.
What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
I'm going to get right down to it. And me and Tuan are going to sit down and retrace our steps to 365 days ago.
You just retrace a year's worth of steps.
This is our newest murder mystery that we're writing right now. Well, okay, so she's out. Does that mean, are we doing just the guys, the four of us? Is that the easiest solution? Or
yeah, we'll just do that.
Okay. Because last year we chipped in and we got Marcus something, a gift ourselves, so we don't have to do that now? That's sweet.
I never received
it. Whatever.
Shut up. That's not...
I hope Rob doesn't get my name. That's what I hope.
Yeah.
Actually, well, no, you want me this year because after last year and after this, I'm the one that's on the hook.
You have the guilt of not coming through with a gift for Robbie's girlfriend and then getting me the worst gift. You have to make. I'll probably get a big screen TV.
Well, I was probably gonna get you a housewarming gift anyways. You know, I was gonna buy you more than I normally buy for Christmas, which is basically nothing because of the house this year.
Did you enjoy that vodka I gave you last year, Rob?
I did. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. It was delicious. Loved every sip of it. Appreciate you bringing that up. Rob and Joshua, let's take a break. Oh, it's turned on me.
Hello, my name is Rob Robinson, but you all know me as Gramps. If it weren't for me, there would be no Rob and Joe show. If it weren't for my DNA, you'd be listening to the Rob and Ramin show. Or worse, if I decided to stop at one offspring, you'd probably be listening to the Dan Ninen show. So I'm speaking to you as someone who has provided you with top-notch entertainment for over half a decade. Become a Rob and Joe Show patron on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. Do it now so you don't miss out on the premium content and some other great stuff. I did it. So should you. Now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
All right. I'll be the victim. Now, but it would be funnier, though, if I got another year and I got another shit. I gave someone another shit gift. That would be the funniest thing to do.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's weird because I hear about, like, horrible things. And it's almost a curb of enthusiasm. When people tell me about the show, it's funnier than when I watch the show because I get so uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, it is funnier, but then the reality sucks, getting a shitty gift, like a stuffed animal or a Dan Ninen book. Did you try to call Chris back, Robbie?
Yeah, let's call him.
We can do that.
All right. Calling back Chris Restivo.
That's probably not what he talked to his girlfriend about.
Established 1986.
If you had this date as when Rob and Joe jumped the shark, this is why.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Rob? Good.
Hey, you, everything good with the girlfriend?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Fine.
All right.
No, everything's fine.
Is that girl
Chris,
that I
we
met?
We were talking about.
Is it the girl that I met?
No.
Chris?
Yeah. We were at the hell, judge's bench.
Right. She doesn't like me, right?
She didn't really get a chance to talk to you.
Okay. All right.
She didn't get a chance to talk to you, really.
Chris, we were talking that this might be, is it the greatest year of your life? The Vikings are killing it. They've never really been a Super Bowl. They've never been to a Super Bowl in your life.
I wouldn't say the greatest year of my life, but it's good. I'm happy about it.
Well, no, you got the clothing line. You got your girl. You love her? Do you love her?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're doing great.
You got your girl, and the Vikings are killing
it. Yeah, they're doing good.
Very strong, dude. Now, you know, Katie works at Under Armour, and Under Armour is, like you, a clothing line or a shoe line, a company that's local. It started grassroots.
Yeah.
So we would like to give you the opportunity of putting together a PowerPoint presentation outlining your products, your business plan, where you see yourself. And then we will get that to Kevin Plank, the CEO of Under Armour.
Are you shitting me? Like, for real?
Yeah,
for we'll real.
Like, are you joking or being serious?
Look, he's very busy. We can't promise when he'll look at it, but we will get it in his hands.
I have an Instagram, actually.
Okay, that's
and
that's
it's
good.
It has some of my designs on there. No, I'm not a PowerPoint. I'm just saying I have a slideshow full of stuff. Like
okay,
a whole
gallery of images
that needs to be put together in order to say, "Hey, here's my product. Do you have interest in this?"
Yeah.
So you have to sell your ideas. You have to sell yourself. Hey, let me ask a question. Because in your logo, you say, "Moving mountains, pushing boundaries."
Bounds.
Pushing bounds.
Yeah, it's just one of the slogans, you know.
Like, what
is the other one? It's five plated, never estimated.
Chris, can you turn off your TV, please?
What does never estimated mean?
We're on the air.
It's
loud.
It's
loud. Yeah, whatever's in the background, can you mute that or whatever?
Unless
you're out
of
the bar. Well, we hear something. All right, what does never estimated mean?
It's just a slogan for the T-shirt thing. I don't know.
I know. What does it mean?
Yeah, never estimate. You don't estimate things?
It means never estimate the underestimated.
Means you're never given a shot like the underdog.
No, hold on. No. He said never estimate.
Never, whatever.
You said never estimated,
yeah.
But isn't by calling them underestimated, you then just estimated them? Because you know they're under the normal estimate. So you are, in fact, estimating them.
I what?
This is
I can't hear you guys that good.
This explain in your words what never estimated means to you.
It's...
I don't know. It's just a slogan I came up with.
Okay.
I don't know. It just sounds good. It rhymes with the shit. And
what does it rhyme with?
If somebody were to say to you, how much money do you think I have in my pocket? Would you say I never estimate?
I don't know.
Hey, have you ever played one of those games where you have to guess the amount of jelly beans that are in a jar? Have you ever done that? Is that against your... Are you against that?
Use it in a sentence.
I gotta go, man.
You can't use it in a sentence? I'm gonna use it in a sentence. The greatest slogan of all time is never estimated.
So get that PowerPoint, and we need a business plan. We need written, who's your target audience? How are you going to get it to them? How are you going to market it? Your price.
I already have a business plan written up.
First year revenue.
Yes.
First year expense.
Yeah, I already have a business plan written up.
Can you send us a copy of that business plan, please?
Well, that's the idea, Robbie. We have to get the business plan in order. You can't give him. I'm telling you right now, I'm committing to him to getting that in his hands. Never estimate, my friend.
What, Chris? I like the saying. And to me, it means this. It means never estimated means you were never even given a shot. We didn't even give you odds because you were that big of an underdog. You were dismissed, put to the side. But instead, you should be counted. I should be estimated because I am somebody. Established 1986 Charm City Series 5 plated clothing, bitch. That's what it means to me.
Hey, one more question. I know Rob got a little fired up. It sounded
what's up, man?
All right.
You said established 1986. That's how long Fly plated clothing has been around?
No, it's my birth year. And it just...
Okay. You were established.
You came out of the womb designing this clothing. You started this business as a newborn child.
No.
Okay. So, but it wasn't a company that's been passed down through generations of Steve-O's.
It was
speaking of good years, though, I've been buying that Litecoin and the Bitcoin stock.
Okay.
I'm making some good money off that shit.
I hear about this, and to be honest, Chris, I'm kind of a stock market investing idiot. Can you describe what Bitcoin is to me and to our listeners?
It's a cryptocurrency. You buy shit online. It's a transaction between two people. It's encrypted on both ends.
Okay.
It's a form of electronic money.
Is it estimated?
No, he never estimates. Don't be a fucking dick.
Can I buy 5 plated clothing with Bitcoin?
I guess, yeah.
I would put that in your pitch. I would say that to Kevin Plank. This is the clothing line of cryptocurrency owners. People that have Bitcoin in their portfolio wear my clothing. That's good.
So let me ask a question. Chris, I know you own the stock. Do you own any Bitcoin?
I have fractions of it because it's like $11,610
now. Yeah, a coin or whatever. Well, what?
Yeah, you got to buy it in fractions, but I know people that have Bitcoin.
Are you able now to exchange that for goods and services?
Yeah.
What have you bought?
I can take it out of the account. I'm saving it up. I'm investing it. So I'm going to do a long-term hold.
Okay. Is there like an
Patreon?
Yeah, that could do that for $5. We'll take a portion of Bitcoin to be a patron. Is there like an Amazon.com that only takes Bitcoin? Is that like a store? Does that exist?
There's a lot of sites that take it. It's a newer thing now, so not as many places take it, but a lot of places are starting to take it. They have Bitcoin ATMs. They got Litecoin, New York Coin, all kinds of shit.
This is the stuff that Kevin Plank is going to like, the Under Armour CEO. You're speaking his language now.
Where did you meet your girlfriend, Chris?
I've known her for a while.
All right. Just curious.
When was she established?
You'll meet her.
All right. Hey, a question here. We're looking at one of your designs. You have a giraffe, a lion, a deer, and geese. Explain those choices for animals.
It's just a cool picture. I don't know.
Yeah. Is there any reason for those four?
It's stylish looking.
Your choice of planet.
I'm just kidding.
Explain what?
Nothing.
Why does it say the original armadillo? What does that mean?
Because no one has used that logo for anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Great point. All right. I asked you online. Do you make women's clothing? Because that's a huge line now. I think you.
That's why I'm making the men's clothing first, and then I'm gonna do the women's clothing later.
Okay. Well, when you pitch to Under Armour, make sure you have a female line already in mind. Okay.
Yeah.
No, we saw LeVar Ball doesn't have that, and he got nixed out, back boxed out. You need that.
LeVar Ball.
Yeah. Hey, he's the big baller brand. Could you be called the tennis baller brand? Is that something you do?
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah. You can have that. You can have that. Hey, any questions for Rob and Joe, Chris?
Yeah, you have any questions for us?
No, I just want to see how you guys have been. Just hope you're doing good.
We are, man.
Thanks for asking.
I hate to tell Chris this, but there is a clothing company that does use an armadillo logo.
What company is that?
Armadillo Hat Company.
Were they established before 1986? Because if not, that sounds like a fucking lawsuit.
They were established in 2015.
2015?
Oh, Chris, you beat them to it.
You need to go in there and protect your brand, my friend.
Yeah. You hire a lawyer. It's a license and some sort of infringement.
You do have a lawyer.
Why? Why do you have a lawyer?
Everybody should have a lawyer.
Who's your lawyer?
I ain't talking about this shit.
All right.
Hey, Chris.
My lawyer, Scott Apple.
Scott Apple, yeah.
Hey, Chris, I'm at a Christmas exchange, so I'm thinking about getting some guy a T-shirt that I work with. Any deals this holiday season?
Yeah. I'm selling them starting off 23.
Okay, but there's a deal.
Volume discounts?
Discount? I don't know.
Marcus, how many T-shirts were you considering buying? One?
10?
Well, for the guy that I'm thinking about getting the shirt for, I was thinking about maybe 10, 12.
You're going to get 12 shirts for him.
Well, that way, if he wants to work in him and he dirties one, he'll still have a clean one.
Dude, that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's $230 worth of shirts for Tap.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, if I said I want 100 shirts, $20 a shirt, mm-hmm. Well, how soon can you have that for me?
It's going to take a minute.
No, I need to know. I need to know. Give me a.
I don't know. I'm in the process of getting a website up and storefront and all right. that.
There's also an armadillo candy company established in 1988.
Okay, hold on. You're getting a storefront?
Yeah.
An actual store.
Like you can walk in and you can buy.
No. Online store. Okay. All right. No.
Are you going to be in the mall? It's yeah. Gap. Abercrombie and Fitch and five plated clothing.
You're right next to Orange Julius.
How many employees do you have?
It's just me running everything now.
Kevin Plank will like that. That's how he started.
Lean.
Yeah.
Going to start off small.
Absolutely. Well, have a happy holidays to you and your clan.
You too, man.
Tell your girlfriend hello. Look forward to seeing you soon, bud.
Rooting for the Vikings. I'm genuinely rooting for them.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Go Vikings.
Need more fans.
We hope you win it all.
Skull, my friend.
I know. Skull.
Where can I send my slogan recommendations or suggestions?
Yeah, do you have that on your site?
No.
Get a suggestion.
It's not up yet. I'm in the process of getting all this shit together and everything else. Like, I've been busy as hell.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the Vikings go to the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl is in Minneapolis this year. If they go, we're going to trade in all our Bitcoin and we're going to that game. Deal?
I would love that.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
I'll see you,
man. Happy holidays.
See you, bud. Happy holidays.
All right.
Kevin Plank is going to love unrecognizable blob in circle graphic. That's awesome.
We got to see that business.
You're being kind of rude. Robbie,
how many spelling?
What I get? I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, how many spelling errors do you think are on the business plan?
Can't count that.
Well, never estimate it. Every number in there will be precise. Every number.
Katie's very upset. She says, I effing hate you guys. I'm going to get fired. So.
Well, all good she job. Needs to do is put it on a thumb drive and just kind of slip it under his door. That's what we've committed to doing. Please watch. That's all.
No, I want. I want.
Enjoy it, right? Yes. You think he'll enjoy it?
Maybe he thinks it's somebody trying to make a joke, and he thinks it's hilarious, and he wants to hire that person to create viral videos.
Hilarious videos.
Yes.
Yes, I was talking about the movie The Room. This could be the clothing version of this.
Yes, it could.
It could just be. It could be a sensation. Everybody's wearing the clothing. These ridiculous statements on it.
All right.
Animals, blobs.
If it takes off, there could be a movie made all about Chris and the clothing line called Fistful of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be in it. Rob and I will be in the movie.
Tommy Simbazo.
Right now, will be part of the story.
Tommy will play Chris Restivo with his great Restivo impression.
How funny would it be if we bought fivepladedclothing.com and set up a website?
It's probably already done.
No, it's not. I just checked.
No, once this episode airs, that thing is going to be going faster than Bitcoin. All right, let's wrap this up with our second Gramps story and final of the evening. He sent this to me 2 days ago. And this is a little alarming to me because it sounds like this is a fresh story. And it makes me think that he's doing things to create new stories.
Uh-oh. Be careful in Baltimore, Grant.
Right. I was in this place where I often eat called Crazy Down Home on Franklin Street. A young woman walks in and stood in line beside me. I said, "Do you need to talk about life insurance?" She said, "Maybe." I told her that I was required to put insurance on every hot girl I saw. She said she'd talk to me in a minute. We both ordered, and I got mine first. I chose a table and sat down. In a few minutes, she asked if she could join me, and of course I said yes. She said, "Do you think I'm hot? Are you a boob guy or a butt guy?" I said, "I like both equally, but once I saw your butt, it was hard to focus on anything else." She asked me for my phone number, gave her my card, and she said, "See you later," and left. When I get the call, I don't know if it'll be about insurance, about her butt. I guess we'll see.
Oh,
so this is happening in real time.
Oh, it's real time. Oh,
he's going out hitting on women in restaurants to add to his stories.
Isn't there usually a quid pro quo of some kind? You know what I mean? Don't you usually have to exchange for goods and services? I mean, you know, I wonder if there's any Gramp dick pics out there.
Oh, God. You know how on the guy that did Kramer from Seinfeld was based on, Kenny Kramer. You know, he started doing a tour of New York City. I think we are starting to get to the point where we can have a Gramps tour. We can go to the Crazy Down Home on Franklin Street. We can go to all these places. That's the house where the four guys put a knife on him. And that's the house where the girl had her butt sticking out. And this is the place. We can start a Gramps, tour of Gramps stories.
That's probably got as good a shot at success as five-plated clothing. But it remains to be seen.
Well, thank you to Gramps for your contributions, as always. Thank you to Chris Restivo for joining the show. It's great to have you back on. It's December. Get ready for the holidays, folks. And by getting ready, I mean come to our murder mystery. We're looking for three sellouts. Yeah, December 19th, the DC Improv. December 22nd, Virginia Beach Funny Bone. And the 23rd at McGoobie's Joke House. We hopefully see you there. DieLaughingProductions.com. So I guess we draw names next week and then we figure it out.
Well, Robbie will send out an email. We can announce it on air. Robbie sends out he doesn't like to draw names. He has a website that draws names for you. I believe it's called drawyourname.com.
Who do you most want and would least likely want to get?
For me?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, these are easy guys. So I really, there's nobody I don't want to get. Who do I most want to get? Probably Robbie.
Yeah.
Can't we just do it now? I need the extra time. I'm going to put some thought behind my gift.
All right. Robbie can send out the email as soon as we hang up.
Whoa, giving Robbie work at 8:32?
Well, no, but I mean, he knows how to work the site. You just put names in there, right?
I don't know. Robbie
does.
I'll do it in the morning, Marcus.
On that note, see you guys.
See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.